thank the Lord for letting us be in God's house again tonight. I really appreciate being here. I appreciate seeing everybody cheer. And I have to tell right away now, my wife is not sick. I know a lot of people was wondering. I said, I'm going to tell that the first thing. Her friend Joyce Money lives up in Michigan, wanting to come down here. And so Linda went up to get her, and she's not back. And so we do have a lot of sickness. So my wife's not sick, but Dave and Carolyn still recovering from COVID. And Bob Morrison got a hold of me today and said, I won't be able to be at prayer meeting tonight. Said, me and my family's all got the flu. And so there's a lot of sickness. And so we need to remember those folks in our prayers. But I'm glad to be here. Glad to have everybody here, every visitor that's here. Glad to have our preaching brothers here. Glad to have Brother Mark Sutton, his wife Pam. Glad to have Preacher Waylon Hunter, his wife Jackie, and the girls that's with them. And boy, it's just good to be in the Lord's house. I'm not going to read scripture. I'm just going to remind you of one. It's on everybody's mind anyway and heart. You heard it many times. One time, Samaria was being surrounded and attacked by the Syrians. And things were real bad. They just had a famine in the land and trouble everywhere. And there was four leprous men sitting at the gate at the entering end of the city. And they reasoned among themselves and what they said. Why sit we here until we die? And so it's time to do something. And I've got a heavy burden for a lot of people. And I'd like for them to just do something. Seek the Lord. Do something. Make an effort. Make a move. And let's all just stand. We'll just have a word of prayer. As we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, I pray for this service. And God, we just ask you to help us tonight to get ourselves out of the way and get in the center of your will, Lord, and do what you'd have us to do. And God, just we pray that you just bless us with a powerful spiritual service tonight. God, thank you for all of our visitors. And God, thank you for everyone to cheer. And God, we just thank you for what we've already felt and the happiness and the joy that we feel being in your house tonight. God, we pray, we ask you these things in Jesus' precious name, and amen. You may be seated, and we'll turn over to the choir.
Page 255.
Praise Him.
54.
Yeah. page 322. Page 322.
Oh, say it's good to be in the Lord's house tonight. We was on our way home from work earlier. It was drizzling the rain a little bit, and I looked off through the field. I seen a rainbow. And my buddy seen it first, and he said, "You see that rainbow out through there?" And I said, "Yeah, that's the Lord's promise that he ain't ever going to let the earth flood no more." And I got thinking about that a little bit, and the Lord gave me a promise one time, too, when I was 8 years old. Let me know he's never going to leave me, never forsake me, that he'd go all the way with me through this life. And I was on the way over here this evening, and I thought, it'd be a good day for somebody to get saved. It's dark and gloomy outside, but that don't mean nothing. It can shine in your heart this evening. I'm thankful to be here, and I'm thankful to be saved. So we ask everybody to stand. Anybody with an unspoken request, remember all them. Anybody with a spoken. Certainly remember that. Remember Connor.
Battling cancer, and she's a tough battle. This is just for the pray for Sister Karen Duncan.
Remember that.
Also for Mike Cleth's family, his brother Bob passed on. I'll give more details on that, but pray for their family too.
Man. Remember that. Remember that.
Ashley today, and she said Gavin's been having headaches for migraines for the past 2 weeks, and she's taking Cleto tonight. So just pray for him. He's having a rough time.
Remember the lost this evening. Anyone else? Remember that. Remember that. Remember my mama. I know she'd love to be here. Anyone else? If not, we'll ask Billy Ray to lead us in prayer.
In our lives, we're praying, honor, and glory. We ask it in Jesus' name.
ask at this time if anybody's got a song or a testimony on their heart. Pray for them, church.
Had many tears, sorrow. I've had questions about tomorrow, and there have been times when the
through it all, yes, through it all. I come before Him, and one more time I'll stand and praise Him for all His blessings, for He has been so good to me. I want to thank Him,
I want to praise Him. His grace has been sufficient, and like before, He's given victory one more time.
He was always standing by my side when the valley was low and the river was wide. I want to thank Him, I want to praise Him one more time. He was always standing by my side when the valley was low and the river was wide. I want to thank Him, I want to praise Him one more time.
I'm so glad I could stand up here with tears running down my face, not even being able to get the words out, just being able to praise the Lord. God's been so good to me, and He'll continue to be good to me throughout the rest of my life. I fully trust it. I have no doubt about it. I praise the Lord for this night, and I just look forward to what He has in store.
Amen. It's a good time.
I just want to thank the Lord for being here. There's a sweet spirit here this evening. And if you don't know nothing about it tonight, why, you can. I feel like this time I'll turn it back over to my pastor.
Thank the Lord for this good meeting. Choir singing and opening up and a special singing. I appreciate feeling the Lord. And I believe God's already talking to somebody. I feel like you did what you said, Jeremy. And I'm glad to be here. And it's interesting to me, and this is special to me. So many of the songs dealt with having bad trouble, not being able to solve it ourselves. But then the Lord was there to help us when we needed help, as only He could. And God's able tonight. And so I want you to be much in prayers. I told you recently, we heard Brother Mark Sutton was coming, and touch base with him a little bit. And that microphone there by you, if you want to put it on, you don't have to wear it. He's pointing to you, Waylon. And you just as welcome to preach as Mark is. I just happened to touch base with him first. It suit me if you both preach. I don't mind a bit. But I'm glad to be here tonight. And I believe somebody needs to come to the Lord tonight. I believe somebody needs to get saved. Probably somebody needs to rededicate their life. Probably somebody needs to join church. But we need to really be praying. I believe the church has been praying while the singers have been singing. But I want us to keep praying, and everybody mind the Lord. Come on. Either one of you is welcome. You just welcome. Of course, you know that, Waylon. You just, either one of you is just welcome as anybody in the world. But just pray real hard. Sometimes when you got more than one preacher on a spot, it takes a little bit longer to get them up. But it's worth it. Just keep praying, keep waiting. Okay. Pray for Brother Mark. We really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm going to lay this thing right here. I'm not used to using them. It's good to be back Williams again. And I can say, I can go home right now and say it's been good to be in God's house.
Amen.
I've got blessed. And I really didn't come this way to preach, but I told the Lord, I said, I'll do whatever you have me to do. God called me to preach. And Brother Bill, when he says move, you got to move. And I need your prayers. I can't do nothing without the church. And like it's already been said, if you're here and you're lost, tonight would be a good time for you to get saved. And maybe you're here and you've been saved and you're not where you need to be. Let me tell you what, it'd be a good night to get back where you need to be. Pick up your cross. I can say it, tell you, I know from experience, as a young man several years ago, I got away from the Lord and he got my attention. And he didn't do it because he was mad at me. He didn't do it because he was mean. He did it because he loved me. And he had a work for me to do. And God saved us unto a good work. So he expects you to do exactly what he wants you to do. Everyone has got a job in the church. We all got a part to play in this. No one's left out. And like I said, I need your prayers tonight. As I come up this way on spring break, and I went up and seen my sister in Michigan, and I called Billy and I told him, I said, are you and Shannon going to have some free time this week? I'd like to come spend some time with you. And so it worked out we could do that, and it worked out it was on a Wednesday and Thursday we was going to be here. And I planned on coming to church, but I didn't have no plans on preaching. But I told Brother Terry back there, I said, I promise you this, I'll follow the Lord. And you pray just for a few minutes. I'm going to read some scripture over in 116th Psalms. Very familiar scripture. And like I said, I desire your prayers. I can't do nothing without the Lord, and don't want to even try, Brother Whalen. I make a mess of things. But I heard a preacher say one time, he said, I'll preach without the church. I don't need you. I tell you what, he didn't hit a lick, I tell you. You'll preach with the church or you won't preach at all. And I like I said, I come here to visit Williams and visit with friends, but I also come to worship the Lord. And my part of worship the Lord is to do exactly what God tells me to do. Brother Billy, I didn't come here to not do what God wanted me to do. I mean it when I said, when I come in the Lord's house, I'm going to follow the Lord. You made an effort to come to God's house tonight, and you're sitting here today tonight, and if God's telling you to do something, you need to do it. I promise you, if you'll do that tonight, God, he'll pour out a blessing on you. I said there when I was praying, I said, Lord, I just opened up the portals of heaven and pour out a blessing that our hearts can't contain. Brother Terry, I don't know if I'll make it back to Kentucky, but boy, I tell you what, I feel the Lord stirring, and that's what I come to feel, is a good, sweet spirit. Listen, I'm not nothing. I'm not much of anything, but I can tell you one thing. I'm a sinner saved by grace. That he saw fit to call to preach. And listen, God gave me the job to do. And I told the Lord, I can't do it without you. He said, don't worry, I'll be right there for you. Boy, I tell you what, that's what kind of God we serve. I don't care what you do in the church, whatever it is, I promise you, if you'll follow God, he'll be there for you. He'll help you. He'll carry you sometimes. Listen, I like that poem. Footprints in the sand. There's sometimes I need the Lord to carry me. Boy, ain't you glad every now and then God carries you a little way. So you pray just for a minute. I'm going to read just a few verses. Over in 116 Psalms. It says, I love the Lord because he hath heard my voice and my supplication, because he have inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous, yea, our God is merciful.
And listen, I'm going to go down to the 12th verse. What shall I render unto the Lord for all these benefits towards me? And one more verse over here. One more verse. Let me see if I can find it. It's all right. He said unto us, I can't find it, but he said unto us, he said, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I read this scripture, and I tell you, the first time that I heard this scripture, our brother Terry was preaching in a revival. I'd never read that scripture before. And ever since then, I read that scripture, and brother Terry, it's been like a testimony. Listen, I got low. What are you talking about? As a 10-year-old boy, the man of God stood behind the pulpit. Bill, he preached to me. Jesus, him crucified. And listen, he come and knocked on my heart's door. Brother Waylon, and let me know I was lost. And I needed to be saved. Boy, I tell you what, every one of us that's been saved, you know what I'm talking about. You knocked at that heart's door and let me know, Mark, you need to be saved. And from that point on, listen, he broke my heart. He got in there. And listen, I would go home. And I didn't want to lay down and go to bed. But listen, I got down here in the scripture. He said, render unto me. What shall I render to thee for thy benefits towards me? Boy, I tell you what, the God is good. Listen, he gave me a health and strength. I get up this morning that I could be in God's house. One more time, listen, don't waste this opportunity that God has given you. Yeah. If he's knocking at your heart's door, you can come to see him.
Amen.
All right. Let me read just another verse. You keep praying. He said, I will take up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I would pay my vows now in the presence of the Lord, of the all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Lord, I am truly I am thy servant, and I am thy servant and the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer up to thee a sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. I'm going to stop right there. Boy, I tell you what. He said over there in the first verse, I love the Lord because he had heard my voice and my supplication. And I thought about the scripture as we were sitting there. How about when Jesus was out there on the water and the storms come up, and he told him, he said, peace be still. He said, peace be unto you. Listen, no matter what you're going through in life, I've heard so many things talked about this week as I went up there to my sister's. She was talking about stress and how things that this is happening and that was going on. Boy, I tell you what, I'm glad I can get down on my knees and I can call on the Lord when troubles come. Listen, it's not hard. What do you say, preacher? He expects us to call on him. And when trouble comes our way, listen, all we got to do is get down on our knees, steal away someplace, and say, Lord, it's me again. Here I am. Lord, I need your help one more time. And listen, if you'll do that, God will be there for you. What shall I render unto the Lord for all these benefits towards me? I will take up the cup of salvation. Boy, I tell you, I'm so grateful that I had a good mom and dad that raised me up in church and took me to church. And I'm glad that the Lord saw fit to speak to my heart. And listen, he was merciful to me, Brother Terry.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times that I turned him away. I can't remember. But listen, he come by one more time. And he said, Mark, he said, come. Listen, I was on the front bench. I was sitting there at Oakdale Missionary Baptist Church. Yeah. And Brother Terry, and he called.
I'm glad the Lord knows who I am and he hears my cry. Like I said, I'm nothing. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. I had a good mom and dad. My dad was a preacher. My brother's a preacher. He's a pastor. He's down there. He's a chaplain. But it wasn't mom and dad to save me. Mom and dad couldn't do it.
That's right.
We was talking over at Billy's. I'll come to a close. We was talking over at Billy's about some of these schools got programs in them. Down where I live, it's called First Priority. They get with these kids and they pray with them. And they, some of the school that I was at, Gary Corbin, they say, well, here's a card. And you write your name down on here if you're lost. And they'll come to you and they'll read some scripture. Do you believe this? Well, I tell you what, Brother Bill, it tore me up. Because I said, little kids sitting there looking at it, and they believe that's the way they get in. Do you know what the Bible tells me? There at the end, he said, there'll be a bunch of them that say, I've done this to thy name, and I've done that. He'll say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Who are they looking to? They're looking to the church to tell them the truth and tell them about Jesus and what he done for them on the cross. Listen, it takes us working together. No doubt in my mind, and I've been here so many times, this church loves the lost people. They love their community, and they want to see them saved. But listen, it takes all of us working together to get the lost saved. I can't do it. You know, I got a little granddaughter. She's 2.5 years old. I called Brother Nate Fuson. He's going to come preach association meeting in my church. I'm glad God is still calling young men to preach the gospel. I look at these young men that's preaching. Boy, I tell you what, it does my heart good to know that there may be somebody that preached to my little granddaughter and tell her about Jesus. Now listen, that's what mom and dad done. They took me to church and they knew that somewhere, some way, a man of God would stand up and preach to Jesus and conviction would set up and the Lord would speak to my heart and I'd have an opportunity to be saved. But I wished I could do it for everybody, but I can't, Brother Terry. If I could, I'd save everybody in the world. But I can't do it. But I can tell you a man who can.
Amen.
It's Jesus. I'm glad that he knows who I am.
Amen.
I'm glad he knows my supplications.
Yeah.
He knows my faults and failures. He knows exactly who you are. And I thought about this week. He knows each and every one of us. He knows where we're at. He knows how close we are. He knows what we've done yesterday. He knows what we're going to do tomorrow. And listen, all he wants is a willing subject. All he wants is somebody to be willing to spread the gospel. I thought about, and we preached there Sunday, about Thomas, the disciple. He said, I won't believe until I can thrust my hand into his side. He told Thomas, he said, and look, Thomas says, my Lord and my God, when he saw him. He said, Thomas, because thou hast seen, thou hast believed. But blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. We the church, listen, I'm not talking about Lima Church. I'm talking about the church. It's our job to let our people know that they got a way to go to heaven and shun this place called hell. I appreciate your prayers and getting to be here. I appreciate what I felt in my heart. If you're here tonight and you're saved, and you're not where you need to be, let me tell you something. Come to this altar. Make things right. Like it's already been said, it's not just for backsliders. It's not for just a loss. It's for everybody. This is where help is. This is where strength is. You can get help here. You know, I had a girl come to the altar there Sunday morning at Highcliffe. And I asked her, I said, you got something on your heart? She said,
No, she said, I just need to come to the altar and pray. Maybe you just need to come pray tonight. Maybe you're here and it seems like the things of the world has got you all so wrapped up. School, work, whatever it may be. Got you so wrapped up, you're not putting God first in your life. Listen, He wants to be number one. He don't want to be number two. And if you're here and you're lost, I can tell you He's the best friend you will ever have.
Right,
I've said this before, and many a times, I believe I said it here last year when I was here. Billy is one of my best friends. I love him, but there ain't nobody like Jesus.
Amen.
There ain't nobody like Jesus.
Amen.
I can call on him anytime I need to. In the midnight hour, 3 o'clock in the morning, I can call on him and say, Lord, it's me again. And he hears my cry.
Yeah.
He'll hear your cry tonight if you need to come. I thank you so much for your prayers. I thank the Lord for being here tonight. I'm glad I come this way. I didn't have no intention of preaching. I didn't, but I said I'm going to do what God tells me to do. So remember me. Remember my church. Remember my kids. It's our church. Listen, tonight would be a good night to go home and say, oh, Lord, save my soul.
Yeah.
No better night.
Appreciate Brother Mark, appreciate that good message. Go ahead. Come on, Brother Tucker, and get your song. Let's all stand up. I appreciate the preaching. I appreciate the Levi opening up. And I appreciate the singing, all of it. Appreciate that preaching. The Lord's here. Appreciate Brother Mark for preaching what's on his heart. Now, if you're lost or if you're out of fellowship with God, need to come to the altar. Please come while we sing this song. Don't let anything stand in your way. Don't let anything hinder you. But come. Please come. Somebody needs to come. Please obey the Lord. Let God have His way in your life. Please come. You know, when God stirs your heart, that's time to move. Why sit we here till we die? Obey the Lord. Boy, I love that scripture he read during the 116th Psalm. What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits towards me? He's done so much for me. Well, I know I can't pay Him back, but I need to do everything I can for Him that He wants me to do. I need to do everything I can. Please obey the Lord. I take the cup of salvation, pay my vows to Him now in the presence of His people. God's a right now God. And if we're going to do anything for God, it's got to be in the right now of time. Yesterday's gone. We can't do anything tomorrow. It's not here yet. May never come. But we've got right now. Please obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. Please come. Why not come? Why stand back? What's your purpose? If God's wanting you to move, why not? Obey the Lord. Help Him, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help her, Lord. Do you know? Do you know? Please obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. Do you know Him? You can. Say a few things and make another invitation and we'll have another song. If you're here tonight and you know that God saved your soul, you need to join this church, we want to extend to you the open door. If you're here and you're saved and you haven't joined the church for baptism yet, you need to do that. One of the things when people get saved, one of the next steps in following Jesus is following in baptism. That's all through the New Testament. And that's a testimony that you've been with Jesus. See, Jesus got baptized even in water to give us an example. And so when we get baptized in water, now that doesn't cleanse our soul, but it's a testimony outwardly of what Jesus Christ through the Holy Ghost has done inwardly. So if you're here tonight and you know you've been saved and it's in your heart's desire to join this church, now, if you're a member of another sister church already, you join by letter if you're regular standing. But my main thought tonight is somebody's got saved that needs to join and come for baptism. But whatever your case is, come right now while we sing this song. Please come. Please come. Bless her heart. Amen. Bless your heart. May I hug. Pray, church. I believe somebody else needs to move. I appreciate Stephanie moving. Keep praying. Obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. Bless your heart, buddy. Here with me. Good. Praise the Lord. I'm glad you see you move, buddy. Amen. Please obey the Lord. Amen. Appreciate these two moves. We're going to let Sister Stephanie speak first, say what's on her heart.
It's been on my heart to get baptized, so I came to Terry this evening to get baptized this coming Sunday.
Amen. Now, when did you get that desire to get baptized? What happened recently? You need to tell these folks about it.
I've been waiting for this great job opportunity, and God has tested me patience.
Help her, Lord. Let's tell them about what happened after church a couple weeks ago.
Me and my husband, Mark, got saved and redeemed.
Amen. And some of you know that. Some of you were here and heard her testimony. But a lot of folks were gone because it was after church was dismissed. And her husband, Stephanie and her husband, got on her heart. And they come and prayed. And the folks that were still around here come and prayed with them. And I heard her testimony and say she got saved. But I knew the church needed to hear it as a whole. And so you know you're saved and you want to get baptized, right?
And Mark's not here, but he wants
to. Okay. And so Mark will be here and he'll join for long, Lord willing. That's her husband. And let me do this. Could I hear a move that we receive Stephanie as a candidate for baptism? Move in second. And does everybody in favor of that, raise your hand. Amen. And brother, say what's on your heart.
Yeah, Brother Terry, I've been out of church for a good while. And
help him.
I got things fixed up with the Lord at home.
Amen.
I've been wanting to join church.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to join here.
Amen.
But I can't join. I got to wait for God to give me the invitation to do
it. Amen.
And he did tonight. And I'm thankful for him.
Amen. Thank the Lord. And you probably a member of Lafayette. Where you remember that?
St. Mary's.
St. Mary's, okay. All right. And all right. Well, now, is that Samaria or St. Mary's?
St. Mary's. Okay. But I haven't been there. I'm probably on
okay, that's where Brother Albie's at?
Brother Albie.
Okay. All right. We'll We're not taking any letters from there, but we do want you as a member. And what we'll do when business meeting comes forth, we'll receive you by statement. Would that be all right with you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so thank the Lord for you. And I want us to get another song. Let's come around and shake hands with these two, if that's all right with you both. Let's come around and shake hands with them. And if somebody else needs to move, you move. And that's Tim Hendricks tonight. That's Tim Hendricks tonight. Yeah. While they're finishing shaking hands, let me explain this young lady here that came, Stephanie Gilroy. She's Mark Nita's daughter-in-law. And so I'll just thank God for her. This brother over here, most of you know, this is Tim Henderson. This is Sean's daddy. And he's grandpa of these young ladies standing back here. And so praise the Lord. And we just appreciate them both and thank God for them for these good moves tonight. And if y'all want to say anything else, you're welcome. Okay. You're all right. You're free to go sit down. And so I should have done that a little earlier, but got it done anyway. And so it's good to be here tonight. Anything else on anybody's heart before we come to a close? Well, let me give you the arrangements for Bob Klett. That's Mike Klett's brother. He's going to be at Bailiff's in Cridersville, and his viewing is going to be a week from tomorrow night. That's going to be the 11th of this month, a week from tomorrow night on Thursday night from 4 to 8. And so I don't know if they're going to have any kind of service or not, but they're going to have a viewing. So if anybody wants to pay your respects, especially in Brother Mike's behalf, you're welcome to do that. Now, we're going to have baptizing Sunday. Really pray for the baptizing. I'm looking forward to it. I love baptizings, and I appreciate the people that's gotten saved that are going to get baptized. And so just really pray, and pray for those that will be here. You know, families come, and I appreciate it. Families come to baptize a lot that don't come any other time. And I just trust that God will speak to their hearts. So, okay, anything else? Man, remember that. And Brother Brent Hunter's going to be preaching, isn't he? Yep, so remember that. And pray for that revival. Anything else?